Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
No, everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve.
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year.
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas.
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy.
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health.
How are you gonna sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California. No!
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. thank you for joining us tonight as we spend another week, another day together here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here, and I want to thank you for joining us. Candace is going to join us here in just a second, and if you have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so we have Candace back with us here. Welcome in, Candace.
Hey, Proof. How is everybody tonight? Hey, I just want to throw a shout out to all the linemen to all the linemen that came to Florida that helped us get our power back. To all the other rescue units that are still working down in the Fort Myers area right now, we love you. We appreciate you. And every Floridian is thanking you from the bottom of our hearts right now. It's been heartbreaking here when we think about what happened to Southwest Florida. I got a friend that didn't even get their power back on until today. We had it all right here in Daytona compared to what they got hit with over there. I mean, I'm almost in tears thinking about it right now. They still haven't found a lot of people.
I admit that I'm amazed. I'm amazed about that one bridge that was gone, basically, and it was put back up in 3 days, and it's people are now using it.
It's because we have a rock star for a governor. I'm not joking. DeSantis was on this before it was even on top of Cuba. He got us so ready. I love that, man. We have Democrats right now saying we're voting for DeSantis because he was so on top of it. He lifted the weight restrictions off of the truck so they could haul more product and get more stuff on shelves, get more gas to the gas station before the hurricane even left Cuba.
Hmm.
And then he was helping local leaders do what they needed to do for their cities and their counties to get their areas prepared, helping them get what they needed. He was great. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anyone handle a hurricane this pro. I love that.
Yeah, if it was Governor Newsom, nothing would have been done yet.
Oh, I know. And the media, oh, my gosh. Somebody in the media tried to slam him, and they were like, but Fort Myers and Port Charlotte, they didn't have time to get out. Why didn't you tell them to evacuate? And DeSantis was like, whoa. We were going off the information we were given. And where were you? You were in Tampa. Screaming Tampa with the rest of the media. These people didn't even have time to get out down there where it came in at. People from Tampa were evacuating to Fort Myers because that's all they were talking about was Tampa. And then at the last, you know, minute, few hours, freaking Ian took a turn and just boom. That he threw it right back in their face when they started trying to slam him for it. And he was like, no. You guys are right there screaming it with everybody else.
So how bad was it for you?
We had Cat 1 wind. It lasted almost a full 24 hours. The majority of the roofs in my neighborhood, they lost shingles. We lost shingles. I've got, pictures of oak trees that came down on top of cars. We had a tornado touchdown 12 miles away from it. That was scary because it was nighttime right before our power went out. I got an alert on my phone, tornado in your area, take shelter right now. And so I can't even see outside. And then all of a sudden the power went out, cell towers went out, and I'm like, great. You know, I freaked out a little bit because you can't see the tornadoes coming at night. I didn't find out until today or yesterday that it touched down 12 miles down the road. But you can't see anything. By the time you see debris or you hear a freight train, it's too late. So I'm running around. We're cleaning out closets, trying to figure out which closet would be the safest to get into. It was, yeah. And I'm sitting there going like, okay, they said, you know, it'll be over within an hour. So I'm just pacing the house, you know, in the garage, chain smoking until the time, you know, got to where it was supposed to be over with. But that is the most powerless feeling when you don't have any communications or to know anything that's going around. You know, anything that's going on. When you have no information, no way to get, yeah, that, you just feel so powerless. And I'm like, how am I going to know if we have another tornado watch warning, you know? What if we have a boil water alert? How am I going to, you know, because we didn't get power back. Monday's when we got power back. So I had no idea what was going on. And then I'd be able to go out and I'd get my 4G back if I had to go to the store or something. So I would get news alerts and everything. And then I'm sitting there with a news alert about a nuclear arms train, you know, that Putin's got. And I'm like, what is going on in the world?
Yeah, according to liberals now, if you want peace and you want to see no nuclear war between the Ukraine and Russia, even if you're not picking a side, it means that's you're on side Russia.
Yeah, I've been reading that too. Yeah. Oh, geez,
so yeah, if you don't want a third of the world to die from a nuclear Armageddon, then you love Putin.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to be bullied into watching a war.
No, me either. Me either. Did you hear Zelensky?
Yeah, they're so liberal. Weren't liberals supposed to be like peace and freedom? But the liberals of the 60s and 70s, they turned into their parents. They turned into the people that they promised they would never turn into.
Yeah. Well, you know, Zelensky and Elon Musk got into it on Twitter one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Elon Musk doesn't see a reason for a nuclear war, and then Zelensky called him a friend of Putin and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I don't even see a reason for nuclear war. I mean, what the heck? I don't understand. Yeah. And Putin's been planning this for a very long time. And if he said, like, 18 years ago, he wanted all the old territories back under Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Georgia, freaking Ukraine, there's more I can't think of off the top of my head. But, yeah, if they haven't, I mean, I hate to be horrible about it, but if they haven't prepared for this, and if this is a surprise, I don't know what to tell them, you know? I don't know what to tell the Ukraine. I mean, come on. You
should
have known.
Yeah, I'm not one of those
people
that will back something just because everybody else tells me to.
No, not even. And the guy's a complete propaganda.
And I don't care if I'm not popular. I've never been popular.
Yeah. Did you see him signing that UN application? I mean, that NATO application?
No.
Dude, it was a complete performance with them videoing him signing that application to NATO. Just the guy's acting. I was like, wow, here. Let me see if I got the video I can send you of that. I was blown away. I'm like, this is such a performance. Crazy. I'm going to find it and send it to you.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. The guy's been acting his whole way through this. There it is. I sent it to you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's all just a propaganda campaign on his part. Even when he talks to, like, when he was going around talking to Canada and England and us and all these other countries, it was such emotional manipulation, because when he would talk to us, he would be like, this is our 9/11, you know. He talked about flag burning with Canada. He talked about the blitz with the UK back from World War II. When he talked to Israel, he brought up the Holocaust. The guy's just really sketch to me. And I don't have anything against the Ukraine. I mean, but it's all been so sketchy with the way he's handled this and the way he's called everybody out. I mean, he even got mad at us because we weren't giving him enough money for something, or we weren't doing something to Russia. Almost like a kid getting mad because they can't have their McDonald's Happy Meal.
They talked about the whole budget government shutdown thing, and the first thing out of Mitch McConnell's mouth is, before we get this started, we have to lower the debt by giving more money to the Ukraine.
Is that not crazy?
Now, I'm just tired of it. Every week there's a reason why we have to give our money to somebody.
We don't have to give our money to anybody. I think this whole thing is a money laundering scheme anyway.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, Russia subsidizes so much of Ukraine's energy. Russia takes out loans, distributes the money to the Ukraine, to Russia, and to the other provinces that used to be part of the USSR, right?
Yeah.
And they all tell them, we'll help you pay it back, and they never do. It honestly wouldn't surprise me if this was just a big fundraiser. Seriously, Russia's like, oh, we can't afford it anymore. Help us raise money, Ukraine. You know, it really wouldn't surprise me.
So are you going to go back to using Twitter when Elon Musk officially takes it over?
I'm already on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah. I use Twitter mainly to tweet out news articles that I find interesting. You know, that's mainly why I use it. That way I can always go back and reference. I mean, I've got like 16 followers. I wish I had more of it. Yeah, I just tweet a lot of news articles. Like, you know, Biden talking about nuclear Armageddon's at the highest since 62. I tweet out our show. Got an article about North Korea firing missiles again. OPEC cutting oil by 2 million barrels a day.
Yeah, and they're doing that because Brandon is begging so much and they don't want to deal with them.
Well, you know, Saudi already said they're siding with Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be screwed.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, Brandon's like, we'll pay whatever they're telling us to.
No. We can't do that either. We've got to get some, we got to get energy independence back. We have to.
Well, and they're laughing because they know. And they're laughing because Brandon, he shut down all the pipelines in the United States. And
well, it was like 6 months ago, was it, that Saudi wasn't even answering our phone calls. Do you remember that? I mean, they wouldn't even take a single phone call from him. That was crazy. Did we lose you, Proof? Because I can't hear ya.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Sorry, I don't know how I lost you there, but I did.
I don't know. Everything went dead. But like I was saying, it was like, what, 6 months ago that Saudi wouldn't even take Biden's freaking phone calls?
Yeah, well, they don't care. Brandon means nothing. They know he doesn't run anything.
Yeah, exactly. And Putin said like a long time ago that he doesn't really care what goes on over here. Because he knows that we only keep presidents for like 4 to 8 years anyway, so they don't matter in the long run to him.
So is there any chance at all that Charlie Crist gets the governor job?
No, there wasn't even a chance before this hurricane. Now that since the hurricane, DeSantis' lead is skyrocketing.
He would do it a lot better, that DeSantis didn't do a good job.
There is literally nothing that I can think of, and please, somebody call in and tell me if I'm wrong, because I'd love to hear it, that could have been done better. The only thing, in my opinion, that might have been able to be done better is DeSantis is psychic, and he knew the hurricane was going to turn and crash into Fort Myers, and he could have got people out of there quicker. That is the only thing I can think of. But according to all the meteorologists, the head hurricane center, and everybody else, it was all about Tampa. By the time they knew it was going to hit Fort Myers, it was way too late to get people out of there. Because of the highways, everything. They could have left their house right then and there, and they still would not have been able to get out with the freeways being so backed up.
I guess he's really digging for reasons, just like Robert Francis O'Rourke in Texas. They're just, they know they lost. But they're just trying anyway.
Yeah, no, man. Everybody had gas for their generators. If the gas station next to you, like we had a Shell station, get taken out, but I could still go within a few miles and get gas. They got the lights up way quicker than people anticipated. We had so much help coming in from all other states. If you couldn't find water right down the road, you could go to someplace else and get fresh water. I mean, it was just great. And the help among the community was beautiful.
And then what's this people, with race-based getting your life back in order?
Huh? I'm so confused. Okay, what now?
So they said the help for the hurricane will be race-based, according to Kamala.
Yeah, whatever. My freaking all-white neighborhood was not top priority in getting the power back.
So I guess if you live in the project, then you're first.
Yeah, well, whatever. But here's the kicker with that. Because I think she was talking about FEMA. No. People in the projects could not even get FEMA help. I actually checked into it. FEMA doesn't help with any food you lost due to your fridge being down. Not everybody is fortunate enough to have access to a generator or have a neighbor that'll let you use their generator also. So people in low-income communities whose power went out for 4 to 5 days, FEMA don't pay for food. So you've lost all your food. You're not getting reimbursed for it. And they don't really like to help you at all with anything unless you lost power for 5 days. The other thing, too, is like if I would have lost all my insulin, well, FEMA's not going to cover that. They want your health insurance, too. The FEMA's a stickler. So your average person that Kamala's talking about, they're not going to get help anyway according to federal guidelines. It
so they're just
all
making
about,
stuff up at this point.
Yeah, they're completely making stuff up. I mean, the homeowner, like my landlord, might be able to get help. But I seriously doubt it because there really wasn't, the roof needs repair. So but my cousin's going to fix the roof. But there's not enough damage for FEMA to come in and actually give him help. But the renter, no. No, they want your insurance, whatever you have to cover it.
Well, of course.
And if you don't have it, yeah. And if you don't have insurance, well, it kind of sucks to be you. And it, homeowners and renters insurance is really a bad situation in Florida. Like, this is the first time in my life I've ever been without a renter's insurance policy. And it was because we couldn't get one. They didn't offer it. So I don't know what help these people in disadvantaged communities are going to be getting. But from what I've just looked into, there isn't any out there that you qualify for if you're an average person. Especially if you're low income. So they need to change FEMA guidelines if they really want to help disadvantaged people.
I did want to go into something else where, remember a few months ago when they talked about the $10,000 of college being wiped out and it would go on everybody's debt?
Yeah,
they backtracked on that yesterday and said that it's not something they can do.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, they're not going to just tell everybody, but they're just going to quietly put it out there and hope that everybody just forgets about the $10,000 and they'll go to the polls and vote Democrat because Brandon gave them a $10,000 back on their college, but they're not getting it back.
No, they're not. They're going to find out, though, that application is supposed to be out within the next week or two. So I don't know what's going to happen when people aren't seeing it.
So when does the early voting start for you guys in Florida?
Oh, I don't know. I was just going to go to the polls. I have my polling location. It has been decades since I voted at the polls.
Really? So you haven't voted for a long time?
No, I voted. It's just Washington does mail-in voting.
Oh,
they don't have
it?
Polls. You get a ballot. Yeah, you get a ballot in the mail, dude.
Oh. See, we have the early voting, and I'll go to the grocery store, I guess, and go vote when it's time in a couple weeks.
I go to a little church, I guess, from what I saw today. I got a new card in the mail, and it said your location has changed. So I'm like, okay.
Get to vote for Charlie Crist over there.
No, I'm not voting for Crist. I'm voting DeSantis.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You know that Biden basically endorsed DeSantis?
Why would that be hilarious?
It was so funny. You know, we had Biden in our freaking state. I believe it was yesterday. And, Biden came out and talked about what a great job DeSantis was doing and how great the recovery. It was so funny. It's like when you're basically endorsing him, dude. Yeah,
well, he might have forgotten who he was for a minute there.
Yeah, it was like, great. Poor Chris.
He might have thought
like,
that DeSantis was Jeb Bush or something.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just know that we had everything we needed. And then the recovery effort is just zooming on by. So it's phenomenal. And watching these linemen work and how quick they got everything done. Yeah, but they had everything they needed. A transformer got taken out across the street. and they had her a new transformer up within an hour, which was really cool. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, they had the old transformer down and the new transformer brought in. Well, what's really cool about that is at the beginning of hurricane season, the power companies were talking, and they said because of supply chain issues, getting the power on after a hurricane might be kind of scary because we're not going to have everything we need. And transformers is one of the things they said they might be short on. But they started in June getting all that stuff gathered up. Like if other states had, if other states had extra, they were sending them down here. That's one of the things I loved, you know. So we had enough stuff to go around, and then with DeSantis being like, okay, let's get this stuff distributed, transported around, and enabling local jurisdictions to actually be able to get what they need done without all this extra red tape and, you know, all that.
Meanwhile, all the fake news is blaming DeSantis for this.
Yeah, because he caused a hurricane, right?
Yeah, it's because he doesn't believe in climate change, which is why they had a hurricane this year.
He could, you know what, DeSantis could have gone around saying, I believe in climate change, humans bad, climate good, and we still would have got hit with Ian.
Right.
It would literally change nothing. And then if you really want to talk globally, it's not this country doing it. I mean, if you want to look at it from the angle of human bad, climate good, and let's say that's the theory we want to go with, we're one of the best countries as non-polluters. So we wouldn't be contributing as bad to climate change as, like, China?
Yeah, China and India are the two worst, and between the both of them, they have, like, 40-something percent of the population of Earth.
Yeah. So going on, let's say we're going with the theory of human bad, climate good.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah, quit beating the heck out of America and start focusing on China and India.
Yeah, but you can't do that because then you wouldn't be able to sell it. China and India, they're not interested.
Yeah, no, not even. But, yeah. They could say whatever they want to say about Florida and DeSantis, but when you actually see how it works in real life, we're doing pretty freaking good down here, considering what we just went through. I mean, that storm was like, what, 500 miles wide? It was crazy. And it exited right over Daytona. We were in the cone, you know, exit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got crazy for a while, though. It was a wild ride. And it left.
Yeah, so I heard Jacksonville was just a lot of wind and some rain. I'm not taking it lightly. I'm just saying it wasn't as bad as you guys got it.
Well, the biggest thing about this was the flooding. It dumped so much rain. So we had, like, a lot of flooding. A heck of a lot. Like, I still get alerts on my phone from Volusia County that say, you know, flood alert. Yeah. We actually had some flooding at the end of our road. Because our street, all the water runs down our street, and the end of our road was flooded because it just gathered all there and didn't have anywhere to drain off to.
Wow. I'm just so fed up with all this climate change garbage, though.
Oh, God.
And you have people from the National Weather Service that have to correct all the fake news people that say that this has nothing to do with climate change. And they're like, shut up, we're the media. You don't know anything. You and your meteorologist degree. You don't know anything.
Well, I got to explain this right. I believe in climate change. I believe the climate is changing, but I don't believe it's man-made. I believe that...
I give partial credit on that. Because when we make our own chemtrails, when you have people like Bill Gates trying to create weather weapons...
Right.
We do have people that control man-made climate change. They could create any weather they want.
Oh, yeah, and PG&E actually is bad about that. What I'm trying to say, though, is that every so often the Earth goes through a natural climate change.
Right.
And I think, and I feel that we're going through some geological changes right now that is causing the weather to shift, to change. I mean, come on, we're going to be having a magnetic pole reversal. That's going to wreak havoc.
Yeah, I've been expecting that for a few years, and that hasn't happened yet. I know it's inevitable, but I thought it would have happened by now.
We are so long overdue for that. Well, I think that it is happening because when you see all the weird stuff that happens to our magnetic poles, are it shields us from the sun's rays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now. But when you see, you know, when our little protective shield goes crazy on occasion, well, that happens when you're having a pole reversal and it's been acting up for a few years now. So it's pretty scary and we're long overdue for it. And then, you know, glaciers come and glaciers go and land goes underwater and new land comes above water and it's all nature. It's all natural. I think if they told everybody the truth and was like, there's stuff going to happen, we can't stop, people would just freak out. They couldn't handle it and it'd become chaos. What do you think?
I'm just tired of the media getting to do whatever they want because George Soros funds it.
Dude, that ain't going away anytime soon.
No, it's not going to stop anytime soon.
No. And, you know, and once Soros goes away, who's going to replace him? That's actually, I was thinking about that a couple of weeks ago. Because Soros is getting up there. Who's in line to replace him?
Well, you still have Bill Gates. Alex Soros could replace George Soros, his son.
Yeah, you know they've already got it lined up.
And you realize, too, that Alex Soros and Jared Kushner are besties.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, why is Ivanka with him?
That's a good question. I've been wondering that for about a decade.
Yeah, and see, her being with him makes me want to question Trump. And I don't want to question Trump. I want to trust Trump. But I don't even know who to trust anymore, dude.
Well, it's not Trump that's not trustworthy. I think it's the people he keeps company with that I worry about.
But doesn't that make you about the person? I wonder about the person, too, though. Why are they keeping that company? You know what I mean?
No, I get that. I just don't... I don't know. He probably knows so little about politics that he lets pretty much everybody do what they're going to do. Someone says they'll do something and he just believes it.
Yeah, I hope you're right, because, I mean, right now I feel like Trump can be our only hope and I don't want to lose faith in him, you know?
No, you know me. There's one more person that I have more hope with.
Stop trying to take my governor.
Well, if you want to keep Brandon around, then we can have Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
I really don't see freaking Joe getting elected again. I think they're going to take him out. If not, if they don't take him out, he's going to lose to whoever is the Republican nominee. When people get their heating bills this winter, when gas is over $6 a gallon again because of this Saudi Ukraine stuff, I think it's really going to hit people what's going on. I really do.
Oh, I think it
right
goes
now,
to 7 or 8.
Yeah. Because right now, everybody just wants to sit inside, play their PS5, watch their Netflix. They're not paying attention until they get a double power bill. And then they're like, what? Or until they're paying $10 a bag for their Doritos. Then they're going to wake up and be like, why is this happening? Why can I not afford my tacos now?
But,
so I think they're going to wake up.
Yeah, but remember that there's going to be some Democrats that still win across the nation.
Of course. But I
there's
still
gonna
think
be some
definitely...
people that haven't learned their lesson yet.
Yeah. I'm just hoping on the big scale, the ones that can actually make a difference, I hope there is a red tsunami in November.
Can you believe, though, that there are people that are like, yeah, I know that Brandon's threatening nuclear holocaust and World War III, and I realize that a third of the population they're talking about might be dying, but I'd rather have that than Trump's mean tweets.
I know. See,
I just can't believe that's where the priorities lie with a large swath of the United States.
This generation is so weird. I read an article. I haven't fact-checked it or anything like that. But according to what I read, 77% of Gen X is pretty much disqualifiable from the military due to obesity and mental health issues.
Well, Generation X, that's our age, and we're aged out, so maybe Generation Y?
No. I'm sorry. I meant Gen Z. My bad.
Yeah. I was going to say we're between 48 and 55 years old. We're not going to be military qualified.
No, I was talking about Gen Z. Sorry. Yeah. 77% of Gen Z not capable of being in the military because of obesity and mental health issues. I'm like, You know, when did the military really kind of start caring about mental health? I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but my dad was in NOM, so. And freaking, usually they can get the obesity off of you in boot camp. But these kids, if we go to war, they are in for a rude awakening, and they're going to be begging for mean tweets.
Well, I think that's what it is, because our the United States, we have not experienced that kind of pain in our nation. So when people are saying, yes, let's have nuclear war, they'll bomb us and we'll bomb them, they don't know what that means. It just sounds good.
They don't. Oh, my
they
God.
They can beat their chest while they put their hair in a man bun and drink a soy latte.
There was somebody actually saying, we just need to join the war, spank Putin, and get this over quickly.
Oh, like that's going to
work. And I'm like, I said, hold on. You do know that Russia, that China, Saudi, and Iran have sided with Russia. We're not talking an easy peasy one bomb and done type scenario here. If we
right.
have a
and
third
in
world war.
In the meantime, the United States got rid of a lot of people because they didn't want the gene therapies.
They wanted people to come in that would do what they wanted them to do.
Right.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, they were cleaning out the good ones to keep the ones that were more controllable, that would be more apt to enforce the agenda.
Well, and that's okay because those people will be on our side regardless.
I'm honestly, I'm not worried. I mean, as long as you've got vets around, they know, they're going to know how to get the job done. Just listen and follow.
So one thing I noticed is that there's a lot of colleges that are going back to scam mandates, and they're saying that not just for this year, but for permanently they want scams on kids for college. And I'm just wondering, what is it? Because for the most part, when you go out, you see kids between the age of 16 and 25, for the most part, are still wearing scams.
Because they're impressionable.
How is it that the kindergartners and first graders, they're not addicted to scams, but if you're a high school senior or a college freshman, you are definitely addicted to scam wearing?
Honestly, because they're not 25 yet, so their brain is not fully developed, and they're still... They're scared, and the adults in the room told them to protect yourself with a mask, and they're not to an age where
they're scared.
They can speak. You don't think
so? I'm
sorry.
I don't think people are scared of COVIDs anymore.
Okay, so why do you think they're still wearing masks?
I don't think it's fear. I don't know what it is. Maybe they think it's empowerment, and they're better than others. I don't know. I had a legitimate question, and it's not based out of fear. I don't think anybody fears COVIDs. If they feared COVIDs 2.5-3 years later, then they wouldn't be going to college. They wouldn't be eating at McGMO. They wouldn't be getting their adult Happy Meals at McGMO if they were scared of COVIDs.
So the only other thing I can think of then is, you're right, it's virtue signaling. It's their way of pretending to be a hero. Look at them, they're saving lives. I mean, let's face it, dude. Life is boring. You wake up, you go to work, you come home,
yeah.
Do your thing with your family, you get up, you do it again. You live for 2 days a week, basically. We never get a chance to do anything exciting or interesting, maybe a week or two a year. And now all of a sudden, drama pops up. It gives you an adrenaline rush. And you have a way to save the planet like a freaking Marvel movie. That's the only other reason I could think of if it ain't fair. And you get a chance to be better than everyone else. Look how great I am.
Think
I'm saving
the planet. That's what it is. It's all about the virtue. Because whenever you go to a Black Lives Matter rally, it's like 90% white kids.
Yep. So true. Which is, it cracks me up. It really does. It's like, what are they trying to do? Play white savior?
Yeah, they're all Captain Save-A-Hoes.
Yeah.
That's their new tribe.
And the black community has been so, I don't want to say bitching because they actually make a really good point when they say this, but I know for about 20 years now, the black community has came out and said, we don't need that white savior attitude. We can save ourselves. We don't need you to come in.
Well, Malcolm
you know
X
I mean?
Even said, beware of the white liberal.
Yeah, I know. What, I don't know. Thinking you can come in and save a race is kind of racist to me.
You're going to save the black race by making sure they have more abortions.
Yeah, I know. I know. I guess Kanye came out and said something about they were trying to glorify the black community to be unhealthy. I guess Lizzo lost weight or something and got criticized or something.
Oh, I don't know about that. I remember she was playing James Madison's flute and twerking, and she was proud of it.
I don't even care. Play a flute, what if? But, yeah, I guess she lost some weight and she got criticized in the media for it because they're trying to glorify being heavily, heavily obese. And there was Kanye
well, yeah,
had to pop off of that.
You have to be ashamed of everything about yourself. That's why.
Yeah. And he was like, they're basically trying to glorify, you know, a black woman being heavily obese, which makes her unhealthy, which makes her die earlier. It's like, it's basically, for lack of a better word, eugenics.
Well, yeah, they don't want you being 5'6" and weighing 155 pounds and being healthy.
No, they don't. Obviously, because they make it too easy to go get a burger somewhere or a bag of chips, you know. Fresh produce is more expensive than freaking hamburger helper. And they don't advocate cooking at home or anything like that. It's nothing
yeah,
but
commercials.
Yeah,
I remember in 2019, I read a story that out of 21 possible meals at home, the average person eats out like 15.9 meals a week.
Nuh-uh, for real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
If you go to work, you buy a biscuit at GMO King on the way to work, and then at lunch you order a sandwich or you get Chinese food with your work buddies, and then you're tired and you pick up some sad meals at McGMO for the kids. That's
see,
three meals right there.
That way. See, I didn't grow up that way. So that's kind of like foreign to me.
You said
you know?
You eat what?
I said I didn't grow up that way, so that's kind of foreign to me. Yeah.
Well, My parents are vegetarians, so we had sandwich meat and we had hot dogs in the house. Other than that, they did not keep us away from meat, but if it was a burger, my parents weren't cooking those. If it was a burger or going to a buffet, they would take us out to eat because they didn't want to cook it.
Yeah. I was raised by a single mom, so going out to eat was very rare.
Hey, you don't know how many bologna sandwiches I had in my life as a kid. And always American processed cheese.
Yep. We lived on green beans, hamburger, mac and cheese, rice, bologna, that kind of stuff. But it was always home cooked. There was none of this, you know, Happy Meal stuff when I was growing up. So I can't fathom someone eating out that many freaking times in a month. Seriously. I mean, I could see, like, you know, the Friday night pizza or something, but other than that, that's weird to me.
Yeah, I know the average person down south, at least, would eat out at least twice a week. They would have the Friday night, and then maybe a Saturday night if there's some friends doing a sleepover or something. But then on Sunday after church, it's always getting some fried chicken.
Yeah, or if you've got a big old family, you do that big freaking Sunday dinner with the family.
Yeah, the
everybody
barbecue,
brings a dish. Yeah, everybody brings a dish. Stuff like that. But almost 20 meals a month eaten out is just crazy to me.
Well, out of 21 meals, it was almost 16. So I guess four meals a week you would eat at home.
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't even eat 21 meals in a week.
Yeah, I'm more of a freaking toast for breakfast or a snacky snack thing, you know, like some nuts or something. And then lunch might be like half a sandwich. And then I do dinner. So I probably have about, if you add it all up, 2 meals a day.
Hmm.
And they're right in, yeah, and they're right in my house.
Yeah, out of Monday through, I'll just say Monday through Thursday with me working two jobs, I might have 3 or 4 meals a week. There's going to be 1 or 2 days where I just don't eat.
Yeah, do you do intermittent fasting or?
Yeah.
Oh, right on, yeah.
And if I'm not hungry, I don't eat. And that includes no fruit, nothing, really. I'll have my vitamins and I'll have my water and my vitamin C packets. But there will be at least 1 or 2 days I just don't feel like eating. Good or bad, that's just what I do.
Do you, you can't dictate someone's nutrition unless they're really screwing themselves up. We're all so different, you know what I mean?
But then Friday night we go out for dinner, and then Saturday, Sunday, it's whatever I feel like eating.
Yeah, I usually try to make Fridays, a fun takeout night or something. But we don't even do that all the time. Maybe like twice a month we'll do a Friday thing if we can afford it.
See, I'm one of those that do a lot of like loyalty cards or apps or coupons.
Yeah.
I don't like to pay full price.
Right.
So it makes it... Well, when you could get a buy one, get one at Culver's or something, I'm willing to do that.
Dude, I have still not tried Culver's, and I want to.
Really? Where's the closest one?
Right down here by the outlets in Daytona. So it's not that far. Maybe about a 20-minute drive, tops.
Oh, what stops you?
I don't know. Got a lot of options.
Friday. Tomorrow's the fun takeout night.
I was thinking about that, yeah. Yeah. That would
and
be cool.
Mind,
now,
it's not just burgers. They got pot roast. They got fish and chips. My wife likes the pork tenderloin, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Ooh. Really? I thought it was just a burger joint. I don't know that much about it. I've just seen it when I go to the up there to the outlet area, when I go to Sam's Club.
Yeah, as far as fast food goes, they're probably the more upscale fast food in the United States.
All right. I think I'm going to try them tomorrow.
Okay.
Check the old bank account. I might get shot down because we went out for our breakfast with the whole family the day after the hurricane.
Oh.
Yeah, I told my husband. Actually, I think it was not the day after. I think it was, Thursday, Friday. I think it was like Saturday, maybe Sunday. Because we spent the day after the hurricane doing all the yard stuff, getting everything cleaned up.
Yeah.
Then the family went together and we went out.
So what you do then is you go to the Culver's app, you download their app, and then you get something for free for signing up. This way, if you ask about going, you could say, hey, at least I'm free or whatever it is. So you got one less meal to pay for. So that always helps plead your case.
I'm downloading the app right now.
Okay. Have you had Whataburger yet?
Yeah, Whataburger's cool. I like Whataburger.
You do not?
Oh, I love it. I love Whataburger.
Oh. Yeah, they're not here. They're in Arizona, but they're not here.
We actually have one. Trying to remember if we were in Lake City and saw it. I think there's one between Lake City and here.
I remember going to one in Jacksonville.
It might have been Jax. I don't know. But it was somewhere. I've pretty much been all over Florida already. I had to go to Fort Myers to pick my cousin up a few months ago. We were staying in Lake City for a while. So I've been to Gainesville, and I've been to Jacksonville since the 70s, so that's not new and different to me. Palatka, of course, Daytona. I'm really wanting to go and just see Miami. Been like a day there.
Have you been to Boca Raton yet?
No, I haven't. It just sounds too bougie for me.
It's worth looking at.
Yeah. I was raised in a trailer park. So
I never did spend time in Tallahassee or Pensacola, though.
Yeah, you know, we went through Tallahassee when we were coming in. Now, Panama City Beach, I used to go to as a teenager, so that area, you know, Pensacola, Panama City and all that, that's kind of familiar to me. What I'd like to do is go down to Joanne's area. I wonder how
Charlotte?
She gets through ice. Yeah,
no, I
wonder
how
she gets...
other than she posted and said she's okay.
Okay, that's good. I actually thought about her. I didn't know how to get a hold of her.
Yeah, I was going to give her a call this weekend and see what's going on.
Yeah, I knew she lived over in that area, and I was like, oh, my Lord. That worried.
So if you go to Culver's, you got to try their cheese curds.
Do they have poutine?
Poutine? No.
Yeah, that, yeah, poutine.
No, but I'm wondering if you buy a pot roast and you take the gravy from the pot roast and put it in the cheese curds and put some French fries in it, I don't see why you couldn't make your own.
Yeah, that's like the best thing to ever come out of Canada. And Tim Hortons doesn't count anymore because Burger King bought it.
I went to Minneapolis a few years ago for annual Barefoot is Legal nonprofit meeting, and there were a few Tim Hortons, but I never got to go in one.
Yeah, I was all psyched about them, and then when I heard Burger King bought them, I was like, all right, I'm done.
That's funny, because the term fast food doesn't scare me so much, but I will never go to GMO Bell, GMO King, Kentucky Fried GMO, or McGMO, though those are just completely wiped off the scorecard.
Dude, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you used to live down in the South, right?
I lived in Jacksonville for 3 years.
Okay, so you pretty much got the feel for, like, fried chicken down here. KFC is at, like, the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, fried chicken has upped its game so hard. KFC has just not been able to keep up.
No, they're just living off their name.
Yeah, and especially with
Chick-fil-A exploded onto the scene. Zaxby's grew. Raising Cane's became a thing. Churches grew. Popeye's just grew like crazy. And Kentucky Fried GMO is like, well, we're still here. And that's it.
Yeah. And then Publix makes a good fried chicken. But I am mad at Publix right now. I am so mad at Publix.
Oh, what happened?
Every year when we're getting a hurricane, I guess Publix makes a hurricane cake. I don't know if you looked on my timeline, but I put up a meme about it talking about how excited I was to get a hurricane cake. Because you party, you prepare for the hurricane. And then while the hurricane is waiting to get here, you feel like you're being stalked by a turtle. So you just party. Because you know once it hits, you've got to go through it, and you're going to be without power for a week, you know, all this stuff. So anyway, I'm like, dude, I want a hurricane cake. This is our first hurricane in Florida. It's my first hurricane. That, you know, and my husband's first hurricane. Everybody I know, my whole family's been through them. It was my first time. I've been through the thunderstorms in Georgia from when Florida gets hurricanes. I'm like, I want a hurricane cake. So we go to Publix, and they're like, oh, corporate said we're not allowed to do that anymore. They're offensive. I am like, what? So now the hurricane cake that I guess has been a freaking tradition is now deemed offensive.
Who's offended by a hurricane cake?
Well, probably some new Floridian from up north.
Oh, somebody from Taxachusetts?
Yeah.
They wish that the whole state was Democrat, but they left because of Democrat policies. So
yeah.
It's one of those things you could create a petition for and people might sign it. You could definitely make a phone call and tell them that you're offended, that people are offended.
I already got a hold of Publix's corporate office because this decision came from corporate.
Yeah.
And I jetted them off an email explaining in very nice terms how I felt.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, we prepare and then we party. And that cake adds to the party. We make light out of a situation that we know we're about to be going through and the aftermath. So we want to have our fun. It's not offensive, dude. We know what's going to happen. Just let us blow off some steam beforehand, and the cake adds to it.
So what would stop you from just buying a cake that's on the shelf then?
Nothing, but this cake looks like a hurricane.
No,
they
I'm not saying
it really
that.
Pretty.
I'm saying the hurricane cake is offensive, so go find a German chocolate cake that's on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. It's not like, okay, we're about to have a hurricane. You're not allowed to buy any cakes.
Well, you know, if you want to really get down to it, alcohol is the first thing to be out of stock besides water.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, why don't you just quit selling alcohol? Because, oh, my God, you know, people are going to die. So let's not party beforehand.
And what's funny is the whole United States can go prohibition. It wouldn't bother me because I don't touch alcohol, period.
Yeah, I don't drink that much either. I mean, it wouldn't kill me. Take away my bacon, though, and you'll have a fight. And definitely take away my coffee, and somebody's going to be unalived.
Yeah, when I say I don't drink alcohol, it's not except for it's I don't.
Right.
Period.
Right, right. Yeah, I know you've mentioned that before. You don't do it. You don't put anything in your body that's unhealthy for it, if you can help it.
I'm not denying that an occasional brownie might end up in my gullet, but as a whole, I don't smoke anything. I don't drink alcohol. I don't inject myself with anything. I don't snort anything.
Right.
I'm as straight edge as you find, so.
And there's
maybe,
nothing
maybe
wrong with that.
Maybe twice a year I'll have some gelato.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's your choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, what makes me upset, though, is somebody just moving down here that has no sense of the culture ruined a hurricane cake. And now I'm all mad. Now, there's this one guy was going off about it, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one mad. That he's born and raised Florida, and he's probably like early 40s, and he's way mad about this because he was like, you know, I never had beef with any new Floridian. He was like, I was welcoming everyone who was flooding our state, but now that they took away the hurricane cakes, he's like, I'm convinced it was the new Floridian. He's like, now I have beef.
So does Winn-Dixie sell these?
No, they don't. It was Publix's thing.
Oh.
And, dude, I was so excited. I'm like, dude,
so
we got to get a hurricane
cake. In your area, who else besides Publix is the big grocer now? Because Winn-Dixie isn't as big as they used to be.
Dude, Winn-Dixie rocks. I freaking love Winn-Dixie. Okay, so I don't really do any shopping at Publix except their deli. You can, in my personal opinion, you cannot beat a Publix deli. Their subs rock. Their hot food rocks. Always fresh. It's good. Bacon.
I don't know.
Really
Wawa's food might be better than Publix, but I get you.
Yeah, well, hey, Wawa saved my ass one night, sorry, for dinner. Nothing was open. Yeah, nothing was open. It was 11 p.m. I was hungry, and I went on the food hunt, couldn't find anything open. I went to Wawa and got some soup, so it was awesome. But Wawa's got a good deli, but I love Publix deli. I get my meat from Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie has great deals on meat and awesome BOGOs. I love the Winn-Dixie BOGO. Yeah, and they have a dollar section, which is actually really good. Their dollar section. I actually got steak knives out of their dollar section, and these steak knives are, they're brutal, man. They're sharp, everything. $4
Hmm.
Yeah, so Winn-Dixie is, if you're low on funds, go to Winn-Dixie.
So, but what are there other stores out there besides those two?
Yeah, but it's kind of confusing. Okay, so there's a lot of, like, salvage grocery stores. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
like
grocery outlet and stuff. Yeah, I understand those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's this
Super
place
value.
Here called things like that, yeah. So, and I'm not kind of used to that, so I'm still finding them. There is like the 6th Street Market down the road in Holly Hill, which I've been there, and it's freaking awesome.
Well, I just meant like chains. Like back when I was there, there used to be Albertsons and Food Lion.
No, I don't see any of those. I just mainly see Winn-Dixie, Publix, of course, Walmart.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I looked for a Kroger because I heard Kroger was about to start freaking having really good deals. And,
yeah,
I
remember
I think
we used to, when I used to live in Jacksonville, on Tuesday nights I would go up to do the open mic comedy night in Savannah, Georgia. And then on the way home, before the drive home, we would stop at Kroger real quick in Savannah.
Yeah, I remember Kroger from my childhood too.
Here we
but,
have
you know,
a Kroger brand named Smith's, and we go there sometimes.
Our Kroger in Washington was Fred Meyer's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, there's not a Kroger around me at all. It is mainly Publix and Winn-Dixie and then the discount salvage grocery stores.
Okay. I just thought you guys had more than that.
No. Not in my area. I mean, Orlando might.
Nah. Well, I figured the Daytona Beach area would be big enough.
You know, I really thought that too about Daytona. I pictured Daytona way bigger than it was before I got here. The trip. It's actually, I mean, it's not that cosmopolitan as you would think it would be for being Daytona.
Oh, I honestly believe Daytona's, there's a lot of Daytona that's like a dump. Not saying the city as a whole is a dump, but you do have some rundown areas.
Yeah, like Holly Hill.
Yeah.
But there are, I personally think there's probably only parts of Holly Hill that are bad. Because the areas of Holly Hill that I've been in have not been that bad. But there are some parts of Holly Hill you'll go into that have, like, bars on the window, bars on the door, you know? And then I'm like, okay, this is what they're talking about. Did you hear what DeSantis said about the church?
What's that?
Did you hear what DeSantis said about the looters?
That they should be deported?
No, well, yeah, those guys, yeah. No, I'm talking about after the hurricane. DeSantis was telling anybody who thought about looting, we're a Second Amendment state.
Yeah.
And they might want to think about where they're going to go into. All right. I see Broccoli Man.
Yeah, that was last week, so I want to get you set up on the latest two episodes.
Let's do it. I'm ready when you're ready.
Oh, you're ready already, huh? Okay.
All right.
And ready, get ready.
All right.
Do the
countdown. We'll play more Mondegreens first, and then we'll get to the latest. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. Action.
Knock, knock, green dude. It's time I bring you to the Gene Therapy Center once and for all. We need to deal with the cause even this instant. You are supporting Magan or Brandon or Governor Shiratzak. Maybe if you get a dose against COVID and Moneypox, you will perhaps be more compliant.
I will never ever in my life ever support Brandon, any of the squad, or Governor Shiratzak. They offer nothing except communism.
Exactly, green dude. We support hardcore communism. Most people do not care so long as they have no Trump as president. Them dolts and nincompoops who rather eat bugs and go to the FEMA camps than have Trump as president again, sir. And FEMA camps definitely do not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp may one day be built, you are a conspiracy theorist and we will take you to the FEMA camp.
Well, I ain't interested. And also I ain't never scared. You can try to get me to take those death shots, but I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Oh. Come on, green dude. You act your ish don't stink. I am like Selena Gomez when she sings I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. I would be so honored to be in a carrot field with you.
That's not the song. She is singing about being 14 carats and in jewelry. Not 14 carats as in something you put up your bunghole.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You are going to leave what I do in my 1993 Geo Metro while studying pictures of junk out of this discussion. I'm positive Selena Gomez is singing about farting carrots. Now let's go to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Well, let me show you the door to this office. It is exactly right behind you. Please move in that direction.
Ha ha, green dude. Very funny. Now let's get you to the vaccination center right this instant. Today if you get a gene therapy, they will provide a free ice cream cone for every gene therapy you have injected. Even if you pass away, they will still honor your free ice cream cones. Just like the great rapper Missy Elliott sang in 2002, come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Get your free cone.
Okay, now I know you are joking with me.
There is no joke here, green dude. I am serious. Moneypox is a bad, bad virus, sir. You do not want moneypox. Someone died from moneypox once a few months ago. A few children and even a dog got moneypox from sexual encounters, sir. Even the CEO of Liesnick had another heart attack yesterday after receiving another booster, which is a complete coincidence. He has had 53 gene therapies so far. He has only had 12 heart attacks and has had COVID only 41 times since getting his first booster. Just imagine how worse it would be if he did not get the juice.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds a coincidence. I have had zero gene therapies. Which means I had zero heart attacks and have had COVID exactly zero times as well.
Well, that's the problem, green dude. You racists only think about yourselves. That's why you are too extreme, green dude.
Please explain to me how not wanting to get sick and die from a gene therapy means I hate other people. Especially when even the CDC means that people without gene therapies are not getting sick and are not a threat to others.
Do you think I bloody care about what the CDC has to say? I only care about what GeoGlobalist, Serge Garros and Gil Bates say, sir. If them says you bees is a domestic terrorist threat for whatever reason, then you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Okay. So you are telling me you have no mind of your own and only do what globalists say?
Precisely, Green Dude. By the way, is that air conditioning I am feeling? I am feeling a bit nipply up in this something that curve.
Yes. We keep the air 80 degrees. I doubt it is cold in here.
Guess what, Green Dude? We've banned air conditioning. Soon your office will be paying to remove your air conditioner, sir. We must take away every advantage that humans have had since the 1400s so we can bring feudalism back. We are the 1% and deserve every bit of today's comfort of living. You 99% never do right, and cisgendered humans will get the wrath of the 1% until we can legally bring all your to those FEMA camps. That do not exist.
What makes you think you can bring 7 billion people across Earth into FEMA camps?
Who bloody told you that FEMA camps exist? Now because you falsely accused us of having FEMA camps, we must right away bring you to the local FEMA camp in this county. Now it's time to remove those dungarees and show me some delicious kumquats.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. Let me call security and have them carry you out of the building.
Okay, I have an idea. We can instead go to the library. There will be a drag queen story time today. You can go as my date and you can help me round up all the hot dog maps and pizza napkins so we can diddle some new childrens. I sure could go for some walnuts today. We're having a barbecue today in front of the library as we read them the latest episode of Play Dude and Play Non-Binary. You'll have to bring your own plastic bags to the barbecue though.
Why would I want to go to a drag queen story time? And why would I bring bags with me?
You want to go because I am making a demand, sir. You are bringing plastic bags because I know Tybees is Green Dude. Just like Paul Young sang in the 1980s, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Don't go against Paul Young, sir.
Oh dear. Yes. Well, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be a yeah for me, dog. Today we're dressing up like that Canadian woodshop teacher with size 150 triple Z boobs. If the children want a candy, they have to show us something and then we provide like it is Halloween. Then we provide them with a trick. They are even bringing food and for us to do tricks on.
I can show you something right now. It's called a door.
Governor Shiratzak will even be there, sir. Since he is not debating anyone on this campaign, he is available for drag queen story time. Remember, he did us a solid and required all schools to put tampon vending machines in the men's restrooms. He is going to win re-election, Green Dude.
That loser has a 19% approval rating and all his campaign pictures are with Brandon. Brandon is the most hated and most inept president ever. Why can't the governor debate his opponent like every other time?
Because, sir, he is a Democrat. Democrats do not have to debate. Either you want him to win re-election, or you need to have us call you out publicly for being a racist, a sexist, a genderist, a homophobe, a pedophobe, a bestiality phobe, and a domestic terrorist threat. We are better people than Republicans. We just have to say we hate Trump so the masses will vote for us.
If your ideas are so great, then why would you not want to talk to your people and debate your opponents? Are you scared that people do not want to give up their property and live in a FEMA camp? So every Democrat candidate hides in their basement until the feds can print up enough votes by a Chinese printing firm to make sure you win?
That tears it now, Green Dude. You're not going to spill a playbook out to all those dolts and bandy wastes out there. Plus you will again cited that you have knowledge of said FEMA camp. Now I am detaining you. I am personally going to redo your rights. You will come here with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be twisted in a court of law to make sure we secure a guilty plea. If you have an attorney, you will not be using them. Instead, we have our own appointed attorneys who will also help in said guilty plea. Do you understand?
Looks like I am going to have to deal with the wiretap right now. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press Listen Live to keep up to date on all the anti-New World Order news. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a lot of news you need to know about to help fight globalists. freedomizerradio.com.
Now you need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Do you understand me, you little busy? Just for that outburst about freedomizerradio.com, I'm now going to have a visual thorough inspection of your junk. For all we know, you could be hiding a hunting rifle, a machete, or an air conditioner inside your junk. You thinks you bees is a chameleon green dude, but I will get the last laugh today. I am going to now inspect this junk and you will be required to accompany me at the drag queen story time right this instant. I am going to roast those walnuts and chestnuts on that open fire today.
Alright, so that was an episode.
Okay, I am never going to be able to hear the song with it and think about it the same way again. I love that. Now I'm going to be singing it.
Well, what about Missy Elliott, come get your freak on, and the wiretap is saying, come get your freak home.
Yeah, I love that too, but the whole zip it just really got me because that was like one of my favorite songs growing up. And I forgot about the teacher. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. With everything going on. So that was cool. That was a good episode. I like the focus on how we're really harming the kids, you know? I like that you brought awareness to that. But that zip it just cracked me up.
When a problem comes around, you must zip it.
I know. That's going to be my new thing, dude. Seriously. That is my new thing. Anytime somebody's talking about that truth stuff, I'm going to be like, shh, you must zip it.
All right, so let's get to the actual latest episode before I work on one for this weekend.
Okay. Oh, before we do that, did you see the meme I put up in group chat with the hurricane?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny to me. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
No, that's okay.
Florida going through a hurricane, and Democrats are like, what are Ian's pronouns? All right, let's get ready for the next episode.
All right, so this next one is Broccoli Man trying to order food in a restaurant.
Oh, God. Okay, I can't wait. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, this one is called Ordering Food in the Future. So if you're ready, we'll do it.
I am ready.
All right, so I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, sir, and welcome to Maria's Kitchen. Can I get you something to drink?
Yes, may I start with a fresh brewed iced tea? I also would like to get a menu so I can order.
We do not print menus. You will have to download our app and scan the QR code so you can see our menu.
I do not have a cell phone.
Well, you will need one to read our menu.
So, you have nothing to offer me if I do not have a cell phone?
Unfortunately, no. If you want to purchase a cell phone and then come back and say you can scan our QR code, I understand.
Can you just tell me a few things that are on the menu? Are there any specials?
All of our specials are on our rape. I do recommend you purchase a cell phone so you can view our rape.
I have never been to this restaurant before. Can you tell me what kind of food you sell? I understand you do not want to give me a menu. I do not want to guess at what you make and what you do not sell.
Well, sir, if you would just go buy a cell phone, then you can download our app. It will tell you our menu, our prices, what specials we have. We even have a loyalty card on there, so every time you purchase through the app, you get points.
Hey, that's great. I see I am talking to an immovable object. Can I just get a salad?
Yes, sir. Which salad did you want? All of our salads have certain names on them. If you tell me the name of the salad on the app, I can scan my phone on yours and I can go put the order in.
Do you have a salad with spinach and with Italian dressing?
Yes, sir. I can get that for you as soon as you punch your decision into the app on your phone. If you are ready, we can do that right now.
Look, all I want to do is order a spinach salad and pay for it in cash.
Sorry, ever since COVID, we stopped accepting cash. You pay for everything on the app. We do not even take cash for tips.
You do not even take cash for tips?
Oh heavens no. Only extremists use cash. If someone leaves the cash on the table, we have to call the manager over and have them get gloves and a pair of tongs. It has to go right in the trash can. We do not want anyone thinking we are Trump supporters or any Republicans.
That is the craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Those Trump supporters are wild. They believe that there are women.
Sorry, I thought you were still talking. I do believe there are women. Aren't you a woman?
You come in here with no cell phone. You want to use cash. And you just called me a woman. You are severely out of touch. No one I know even thinks about having a gender anymore. We are all just gender X. We are one person. We are humans. We live in a one world order.
Wow. I have never been denied food and called an extremist for asking for a menu and wanting to pay in cash.
Had we known you were going to try and pull a fast one and use cash, we would have had security demand you leave. Next time you try and come through our doors, you must show us your mobile phone as you walk in. We cannot have you people come in here.
Who is you people?
Look, you need to get the out of my restaurant right now. We cannot have you extremists coming in here and trying to use cash. We are about to also start demanding your gene therapy passports again in a few days. Anytime you ever think about coming in to eat, you better provide us proof you got all your gene therapies.
Don't worry, there will never be a next time. I will not even try to help you if you have crime come in the building.
Well, I hope not. I donated to defunding the police and superheroes. We believe in every person is human. People make mistakes. That's why we believe in no cash bail and have no prisons.
But you are throwing me out of the restaurant hungry because I do not have a cell phone.
Yes, I am. At least the robbers know they can check in on their phone. I do not respect the Republicans. They are not human.
So, you believe everyone is equal? Except people that do not vote the same way as you. Or have a different gender than you.
Yes. If you believe in gender, then you need to take your fat ass and leave my eyesight right now. If you are voting Republican, I will go outside and damage your car personally. Otherwise, if you have your cell phone ready, you can order and I can go put your food in.
Okay, then let me get up out this beat. I will find another restaurant more accommodating. I have been to bus stations more warm and friendly than this.
It's not our fault you have hate in your heart. We are loving and liberal.
You are incorrect about your hate. You are the one that call me profanities, flip me off, and refuse business.
Shut up, Biznich.
Hey everyone. Let's continue fighting these globalists. We need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.com. Click on Listen Live. Proof is on air 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and keeps everyone informed of what the globalists are doing. That is freedomizerradio.com. Look for the Proof Negative radio show.
We need people like you to stop telling people to support fake news and to help us all become a great one world government. People should be required to have a cell phone and only use digital currency. If only we can force everyone to have a social credit score and a microchip.
All right, so now you're caught up.
I love it. I love it. You know, you can't have a voter ID because that's, like, really oppressive, but you have to have a cell phone to order food in the restaurant. That cracked me up.
I don't know if you've been there yet. I've had a few restaurants that won't give me a menu, so I just don't order.
See, I don't go out to eat a whole heck of a lot. And I'm always, like, you know, because I do have a cell phone, so I'll look at the menu online before I order, like, takeout or to-go to get an idea. And then if I do eat out, it's, like, sometimes it'll be where my cousin's playing and they have food. So, you know, it's Florida. They have menus. But I have been hearing a lot about the QR code only thing, and that is just, like, it's crazy to me.
I just feel like that's lazy.
It's beyond lazy, and COVID made a lot of businesses lazy. And they're not thinking of, like, the older crowd, you know? Like, my mom, she refuses to have a cell phone. But, I mean, she's, like, 73, 74 years old, you know? She doesn't want one. It's her right to not have one, you know? Make my life easier if she had one, but, you know? they're not thinking.
Yeah, some of us just don't want to live on our cell phones.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like mine, you know, for just information. I read the news on my cell phone. I keep up with, you know, news alerts and things like that. I mainly use Facebook to post funny stories about my dog, you know, and to keep up with family and friends. Twitter to see what's trending and what's happening, and Google for the news. I'm definitely not an influencer. Now, TikTok's pretty funny, though. I have to admit, TikTok's good mind candy.
Yeah, I don't have a TikTok account.
Yeah, mine keep getting banned. So I tried to do it for news, and it got banned twice, and I'm like, all right, I'm done. Now I'm just going to watch food TikToks and funny dog videos and some political stuff. I'm good. But I did find out, though, when we didn't have 4G out here, that I am a news junkie. I like to know what is going on. I like information. That was the hardest part to me.
Well, there's a lot of that on TikTok, I guess. Even though TikTok does have their censors, but there's so much content coming out that you could put stuff up there for a few days and it won't be taken down.
Yeah. Unless you're like me and you just post news stories and next thing you know, you log in and you're done.
Mm.
It was really weird. I was getting like freaking 10,000, almost 20,000 in views on my TikToks. Not a lot of followers, but getting a lot of views.
Yeah, I created, well, we have, as far as Barefoot is legal, we have a TikTok. I know the username and the password, and if there's like a troll hit on a video, I can go in and I can delete people. But on a desktop, okay. I can't comment. I can't upload anything. All I could do is get rid of trolls.
Yeah. That is the bad thing about TikTok and Instagram, is it strictly cell phone based?
Yeah, and that's okay. I don't. I'm not buying a cell phone so I can use TikTok.
It ain't worth it. I have gotten some good recipes off TikTok though.
My wife that's loves TikTok. Cool. That's like her pastime now.
Yeah. I missed my news alert. And then we'd go out for a quick minute or something, and I'd get all the news alerts, and I'd be seeing stuff like, what the heck is going on? What is up with this nuclear train? I think that one freaked me out the most. So what do you think? Do you think Putin's going to use nukes or not?
I think the threat will be there. I just don't see nuclear happening. Not just because I don't want it, but I don't see it.
I don't either, but see, we're Cold War babies. So we remember, you know, that threat that the media used to give us all the time in, like, the freaking 80s, you know? They used to always be like...
And that's kind of why, maybe, that I don't think it will happen. I don't think the world respects Brandon so much, and if it did go down, I think the United States would be considered the aggressors in that.
Yeah, I really don't see nuclear war breaking out either. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to be scared of it, but I was a kid, you know, I didn't know any better. But they know, I mean, Putin knows that if he does a freaking nuke, it's going to start a complete nuclear war storm and everybody's going down. And
well,
he knows he'll go down.
If the United States drops one first, then we get ours second, and then I think that eliminates it. It also eliminates a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. I told my husband, I'm like, I'm glad we're in Florida if nuclear war did break out. I'm like, we're going to be one of the freaking first states nuked, dude. We'll die before we even know it happens. I'm like, because I don't want to be here for the aftermath of it. I really don't.
See, I think they're going after either L.A. or New York personally. I don't think they want Florida.
Well, they said, actually... Somebody in the Russian government was, like, running their mouth one day, and they were like, the first thing they said is they're going to knock out some satellite defense system,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to nuke the UK first, and then they'll start going after everybody else. I'm like, that's interesting, but it's so hard to tell with Russia. It's so hard to tell if it's just flex or if that's something they're really going to do.
Yeah, but if they went after Los Angeles or San Francisco, that would be enough of a message.
Yeah, I don't think that it would be Russia going after the West Coast first. let's say if it was really going to go down, let's say it's going to go down. I think it's going to be China and North Korea going after the West Coast, and then it'll be Russia coming for the East.
Yeah, well, it could be New York City that they want to destroy. Mm-hmm. That would be more symbolic than anything. There's not much symbolism in dropping a nuke on, say, St. Augustine. It wouldn't matter.
Nah, they'd go after the base in Jack. They'd go after the Navy base there.
No, because across the world, if they said, look, Russia bombed Jacksonville, it's the people would look on the map and say, what? But if you throw down on New York or Hollywood or something of that magnitude, I think that would be like, wow.
God, they know, though, and I hear you, and I agree with you, go, you know, to do something big, you know, if you want to make an impression on the world scale. However, do they know if they drop one bomb, they're going to have to drop a whole lot more because they know we're going to come back and start dropping them too. So why not just take everything out from the get-go?
No, there's that threat, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, if they want to make an impression...
But if you're going to do it, you have to do it big. You can't just mm-hmm. nuclear bomb Montana and think that you're going to win.
Yeah, if you're going to drop, like, one or two bombs, then, oh, yeah, New York, freaking Cali, that's the way to go. But, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like the 16-year-old boy walking up to his dad and just kind of, like, punching him in the jaw. I mean, you know you're going to get whooped back, you know? I mean, just go big or go home. Yeah. I don't know. They know what's in it for them if they start dropping bombs. I don't see them doing it.
Yeah, I just think the threat will be there, and that's enough. And I just think personally that the United States is too weak to because this is what's going to happen. The United States will be fighting a war against Russia, against China, against Iran, and also against America. So, so they're going to put their own troops against us, like they're on China's and Russia's side. And they don't have the troops for that, so I don't see all that happening.
That's why they want NATO on their side.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll be a war with, like, we'll be up against all the countries you said, plus probably Afghanistan, too, and have the Taliban own it, probably maybe Iraq. I mean, other little chihuahua countries will start jumping in to fight angels,
but
you know?
Yeah, let me ask you this. So what happens if there's a draft again and you have all the 18- to 30-year-olds going to war? Do you think then they'll continue to vote for Brandon or Governor Bruce?
Dude, I heard they upped it to 45 now. I heard they upped it to 45. That's what I heard. No, I haven't fact checked yet, though.
Even if they did, I'm too old for that.
Yeah, my husband is too, and I was grateful. But see, my husband told me, he was like, don't be so happy that I'm 50. He said, because I think if you're former military, they can go up to, like, 60 or something.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, dang.
I'm not military.
Yeah. It's going to be, and then we started talking about all these kids that would get drafted and how that's just going to be the biggest cluster of chaos you've ever seen in your life when those kids get doused with military during a world war.
Yeah, well, they voted for Brandon, so they can enjoy that. They can go put their little scam on their face and go get shot up by Russians.
Dude, they can't even handle the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series. Have you heard about that uproar?
No, I know that people are upset about that movie.
Yeah, it's like it's a 10-episode series on Dahmer. Now,
yeah.
I wasn't going to watch it because I've seen just about every documentary on Jeffrey Dahmer that you can imagine. I'm a true crime junkie. So I'm like, okay, bored. But then I saw that Ryan Murphy created it. Now, Ryan Murphy created the American Horror Story series, which I freaking love that series. So I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued. And the guy that plays Dahmer is Evan Peters, who has basically been in almost every season of American Horror Story. He played in one of the Marvel movies or X-Men movies as the guy that went really fast. I can't remember the character's name. Anyway, the guy's a great actor. And I sat down to watch it. This is an incredible series, the Dahmer series. It is not gory. But apparently, I mean, all these kids could barely make it through two episodes. And now they're all freaking out. And Gen X is sitting there going, why are you scared? I mean, first off, we lived it, you know, with him running around. And secondly, a 1980s horror movie slasher flick is way more gory and scary than this series. They even wanted to hold a memorial for all of Dahmer's victims. And I'm like, this has already been done. They already had vigils for the victims. Way back in the day, all you're doing is throwing salt in a wound by wanting to do this. But that they're like toddlers. But they're all mad. They can't handle nothing. If they can't handle a Netflix series, how are they going to handle an actual war that they're drafted into? And I'm like, great, that's who's going to be protecting us. Fantastic. We're done for. They think that we're just going to walk in there and stomp all over everything. They have no concept. Obviously, they didn't talk to enough vets from Afghanistan, you know?
No.
Yeah. Because even in those small countries, it wasn't easy peasy, you know? So imagine taking on two major freaking countries. It's going to be crazy.
Well, on top of that, they want to fight the American public, too.
Yeah, yeah. I got a feeling that freaking Hawaii.
No country has ever been the good guy by rounding up its citizens and executing them.
Nope. Not even. they're going to be shocked. I mean, if it really does go down, and even, okay, let's say that Putin just bombed Cali and New York. You know that freaking Kim Jong-un's going to come in and bomb the heck out of Kauai. And then yeah. We have ISIS cells. We have ISIS cells over here. You know Iran's going to be picking up that phone, waking them up. So then we'll probably have dirty bomb outbreaks. Because those are just chihuahuas coming in, nipping at the heels, you know. And John Mung's going to be like, oh, I'm going to press the button, and, oh, we're going to do this, you know, we're going to do the dirty bombs and all that. And they can't comprehend. It's going to be a rude wake-up call. And you're right. You said earlier they're going to be begging for mean tweets.
Maybe that's what it takes.
I don't know. Maybe. We had it easy for too long, and, you know, good times does create weak men, weak generations. Hard times create strong people. Maybe that is what it's going to take to get it back.
Yeah,
help
well,
everybody get
there's their no, there. There's the effort of hard work doesn't compute anymore.
No, because it's been so easy, you know. It's been way too easy. Shoot, not having your soy latte and getting mad at the server because they're out of your favorite oat milk is going to be insignificant when looking around at the bomb city. And you really got to sit down and think, how did we get here? And everything that's important in life is going to just, like, start floating to the top, and you're going to realize.
I just think it's funny. We were going back. We were talking earlier about how people don't cook anymore. People honestly can't
yeah.
even cook simple things anymore. I just never understood that.
I know, right? I can't comprehend. I mean, I go into the kitchen, and I'm definitely no Gordon Ramsay by any means, but dang, at least I know how to boil water and make things from scratch, you know?
Oh,
like my cake.
Go ahead.
Like, oh, my cakes do not come out of a box, you know? I pretty much, none of my stuff comes out of a box or a bag. I mean, I have, like, tater tots and, like, you know, pasta, but I know how to make my own mac and cheese. I do my own hamburger helper from scratch, and, you know. I actually did that tonight with, like, rice and chicken and stuff, you know. I know how to mix spices together to make it taste good. These kids can't do that.
Well, I learned when I was younger that women like guys that can cook, so I made sure I learned how to cook so I can impress the ladies and have them over the house.
Right on.
Well, it's what you do.
Yeah, you've got to at least, you know how to cook a few things, right?
Yeah, why would a lady come over your house if you're not cooking dinner?
I know. And you know,
other than that, they know what you want. They're not stupid.
Yeah. another thing, too, is being poor will definitely teach you how to cook. Some of my best recipes have came out of my most broke days. Like, there was this one time, you know, the husband wanted pancakes for dinner, but I didn't have any of that pancake mix, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, how do you make, like, homemade pancakes? And now it's like they're only homemade. But it was being so broke that it put me in a position where I had to learn how to do it myself, you know?
I'm trying to remember, because I haven't made homemade pancakes in a while. Let's see. It's just generally some, well, there's pancake mix you can buy. And then you would add a little bit of baking powder. You could add just a splash of lemon juice to liven it up a bit. And then if you want chocolate pancakes, you use baking cocoa or cocoa powder.
Yeah, it's like a cup of flour. And if you're not using self-rising flour, just put a couple of teaspoons of baking powder in it. And then it's a cup of, like, buttermilk. But I'm not going to go out and buy buttermilk that I'm not going to drink. So I just take, like, a cup of milk and throw, like, a tablespoon of vinegar in it.
That's where the lemon juice comes in.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's basically buttermilk and then one egg, and then you're golden.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get by with that.
Yeah, definitely.
See, we have slightly different recipes, but both of ours will work.
Exactly. And that's what cooking's all about anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy buttermilk one time, and it was so freaking expensive. And I'm like, I only need like a cup of it. I'm not buying like a whole quart if I just need a cup.
Yeah, because I don't drink buttermilk on the regular.
Oh, heck no. Who does, you know? And then that's when I learned how to make my own buttermilk substitute. And then I know how to make baking powder substitute. Because I didn't want to use baking powder anymore because of all the bad chemicals in it. So I learned about cream of tartar and baking soda.
Well, you got to get the organic baking powder. You can't just buy the stuff at Kroger.
Yeah, but I pretty much just use like it's a 2-to-1 ratio. 2 parts cream of tartar, 1 part baking soda.
Mm.
I do that now. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just throw like 2 teaspoons of baking at a bomb, cream of tartar and 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and boom, I got baking powder. But yeah, being poor has really, it really caused me to stretch. Yeah, totally, huh? And then you look and you're like, okay, what can I make out of all this random food in my house that doesn't really go together? Because it's like 2 days before a payday and I can't go down to the store, you know? You get real creative or you're going real hungry.
You're going real hungry.
Yeah, well, you will. I mean, if you can't get creative.
Yeah.
I think everybody should be broke in their early 20s. I'm not joking. I think everybody has to go through like a couple of years of like having no money in your early 20s. It'll learn you quit.
Well, now that's where you learn how to cook. You can't just eat out at Outback every day.
Mm-mm. No. Like that
I
oatmeal latte.
I
don't either.
I remember once I was excited because, like, right before I moved out of New York, they just opened an Olive Garden, and I never went to one.
Have you ever been, or have you, I mean...
That was the first time. And I'm like, this is like eating at Kmart.
Oh, man, they used to have, like, decent breadsticks. I don't know what happened to their breadsticks.
Oh, those aren't good anymore?
No, they're not.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what Olive Garden did to that recipe, but... Dang. I'd rather make my own now.
Because I always thought at the end of the day, if I ever got stuck going to a GMO garden, that I could get away with breadsticks and a salad.
Oh, if you want to do the breadsticks and salad, make sure to get a side of Alfredo sauce to dip the breadsticks in.
Hmm.
Yeah, that actually really is good.
But the breadsticks aren't worth it anymore anyway.
I don't think so at all. It's gone downhill. I don't know what they changed, but they're just not as garlicky or as soft as they used to be. Now, like I said, though, they're still good enough.
I'm just so done with talking about whatever Ukraine and all that other mess today, so I appreciate this.
Oh, not a problem. I could talk about that Russia stuff all day, though.
Well, Dr. Frotti's coming out telling people to put scams on and get your boosters again.
I don't think anybody's listening, dude.
Oh, I don't think so either.
They say they can't even get anyone to take a flu shot now.
Oh, yeah. Over 99% of the public has zero interest in getting another gene therapy.
Yeah. But now there's some college campuses, though, that... not only is the COVID batch is required, a flu shot is also required, too.
Yeah.
Which I think, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me because once you start requiring one gene therapy, they're going to start requiring more.
Yeah, why not? Why stop if you don't have to?
Exactly. I mean, it's like, hey, if the parents are still going to send their kids to that college, they're still getting money. Obviously, they're not losing anything from it. Why not? I just don't understand why parents are like, no, I'm not giving you my money. But the amount of parents that are like, well, I don't really like it that much, but still, I'm like, oh, my God. Dude. It's like with a mask. It's just mind-boggling to me. I don't understand. You have to stop stuff when it first begins. Otherwise, it's just going to become entrenched and it's going to grow and expand. But what do I know?
So I was going to share this. I got to meet her once back in my youth. She was one of Weird Al Yankovic's close friends.
Ooh, who are we talking about?
Judy Tenuta. I don't know if you know that name.
Oh, she looks familiar. Oh, no. I like, yeah, she looks really familiar.
Yeah, so Judy Tenuta passed away at age 65 today.
That's
cause of death
bad.
Is not listed.
Of course not. Loretta Lynn just died, too.
Age 90, I'm not going to be worried about if she got a gene therapy or not. At age 90, that's normal. I'm not stressed over that.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Like when they were like, oh, the Queen's autopsy report. I was like, dude, she was 96. Quit. We don't need that.
Yeah, unless you suspected foul play or something, that leave it alone.
Yeah. That sucks she died. They say it comes in threes, though.
Well, did it happen already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does Coolio count?
Oh, that's right. Let's see, Coolio, Loretta Lynn. We might have one more biggie.
Well, Judy Tenuta is big to me.
Yeah, no, I said one more biggie, not, you know. We might have one more. I forgot about Coolio. Just straight up had a heart attack. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Judy Tenuta had a heart attack. It's possible.
Yeah, but Coolio was younger.
59?
Yeah. Was he 59? I thought he was more like mid-50s.
Yeah, 59.
Yeah. I don't know. We shall see.
Well, no, he was 59. I'm positive.
Okay. No, I mean, I don't know. Coolio made me wonder. We're just having so many people die here lately. Like, the amount of athletes that are dying is insane.
Well, fortunately, and I don't want to get anything started, but fortunately, they're not, like, current players of any of the four major sports.
No, I thought we had some from some of the major sports passed on. I mean, like, none of the biggies, but...
Well, you had former players, and then you had, like, European soccer players.
I thought that it was, like, some current ones, maybe a lot, like, the major current ones, but they've been in, like, their 20s.
Yeah, you're not going to see anybody on the Miami Marlins just keel over due to a heart attack. And I know you're from Washington. I don't know if you're a Seattle Mariners fan or not.
Kind of no.
I know they just made the playoffs, but I don't expect them to go far at all.
No. I'm definitely not. For some reason, the Mariners and the Seahawks always find a way to mess it up, except that one year.
Yeah, this isn't the Mariners' year, and I guess good that they made the playoffs, but they're not the chosen ones this year.
No. That one year the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Well,
we did
they
go
made
down
it
to
back
Seattle.
The next year, so they made it back. They've been to three Super Bowls now.
Yeah, but they should have let Lynch run the ball instead of throwing it. That was a crazy game. It was like, dude, you let Marshawn Lynch run the freaking ball.
Well, now in you have the NHL in Seattle, you have the Kraken.
And I'm no. That I love hockey. Hockey is like one of my the only sport that I really do like. And there was so much drama with getting a hockey team. It was sickening. Seriously, Seattle could have had a hockey team years before they got one if they would have not been so persistent about having to have a basketball team, because that's what held it up for so long, is they wanted to get the basketball team back before they got NHL. And hockey fans were like, go ahead.
Well, my thought right now is Seattle, and it's not like I hate Seattle, but I think there were other teams that could have afforded to put a hockey team there right now before Seattle. Seattle is just hurting. Seattle is just a more crime-ridden Portland, but because there's more population, you don't see the crime as much. But it's like San Francisco. Why would you put a team in something that's that hardcore, radical leftist?
Yeah. I think because everybody was still thinking about the old Seattle the way it used to be back in the 90s, you know? Dude, it was so epic back in the 90s.
Right, I get it, but as of right now, I don't think that 2020 was a year to bring hockey to Seattle.
And no, it wasn't. But they had been trying to get a deal done for years for hockey.
And I didn't look at the attendance, so I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, it's so freaking expensive. Oh, my God. When I looked at it and I, looked at how much, you know, the tickets were and season ticket holders and all that, I mean, I was like, great. So basically only the elitists are going to be able to go to games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had people that could afford it that didn't even like hockey, but they wanted to be season ticket holders, even though they weren't really planning on it. And then people were going to, try and make a buck off of it by selling some of their season tickets. And it just became a cesspool of how can the average person go?
Yeah, I think there were other cities that could have taken hockey. Hockey has failed miserably twice in Atlanta. It failed once before in Houston. But I think there were other cities, like Kansas City has a brand new arena. They don't have the population of Seattle, I guess, but they're more stable.
You know, I met the 1975 Atlanta Flames, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is why I'm such like a hockey girl.
What were you,
and
like
this
six?
Is why, yeah, and this is why I still today am a die-hard Calgary Flames girl, because and my husband got me a hockey jersey. He got me a Flames jersey, but he got me the captain's jersey that has the freaking old Atlanta Flames logo on it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So back in 74, 75 and everything, I was in ice skating lessons. And we used to go ice skating, my mom and I, at the same rink that the Flames used to practice in. So ice skating lessons would start right after the Flames got off the ice. So you could hang out right there by the little door from the rink that they would be skating off of, and you could talk to them, say hi to them, get their autographs, everything.
Yeah, there's facility here for the Vegas Golden Knights that you could do that with.
Nice. So, yeah, I mean, me and the other kids would talk to the Flames, like, all the time when we'd see them, and they were so cool. And then their kids, this was the awesome thing. So the figure skating classes would be held for the children on one side of the rink, and then the speed skating future hockey player classes, you know, were on the other side of the rink. So the freaking Flames had their boys over there in those hockey, you know, like speed skating starter classes. And I always wanted to get on the ice and just fly around that rink with them, because those kids would just get on there and they just zoom around that rink, because the main thing that they would focus on is skating as fast as they could, staying up on that ice, and if they fell, getting back up as quick as they could. I always wanted to speed skate, but I wasn't allowed. I had to do figure skating. Yeah, but it was so cool, dude. And I honestly think
that the Seattle Kraken would have been better served going to San Antonio or Austin, Texas, personally.
No, Austin doesn't deserve anything. Austin will screw it up. San Antonio is
good. I understand that. And I would have said Orlando, but there's already the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was pretty happy when Vegas got the Golden Knights.
And I don't think Jacksonville would get a team. They got their football, and that's good for them.
Yeah, they can have it. They can have it. But no, I was pretty happy when Vegas got the Golden Knights. I'm like, Vegas needs something, dude. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, well, they're still negotiating to get the Oakland A's to move here for baseball.
For what? No, I did not know that.
So, yeah, we have two sports here, right?
No, I actually did not. I thought you guys just had hockey.
And the Oakland Raiders moved here. They're the Las Vegas Raiders.
When did that happen? See, this is how I follow sports. I know nothing.
Like 3 years ago, Oakland Raiders moved to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's just freaking weird. So now they're the Vegas Raiders. They're not the Oakland Raiders. Okay,
correct.
That's just weird to me. Wow.
We also have a WNBA team, and they just won the finals last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago or something.
That's cool. So how did Oakland feel when you guys took their Raiders?
Well, it's an old stadium. The A's are trying to negotiate to come here as well, so they're talking.
Wow, I bet Oakland was just mad at everything when you guys took their Raiders.
Well, the lease expired, and Oakland, if they're hemorrhaging population like that, and the taxes are where they are, and the stadium is as old as it is, and they don't want to renovate anything, then they got to bounce.
Yeah. Oh, I understand their decision making process. It's just Oakland's always been like that Raider pride.
The Triple-A team of the Oakland A's plays in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Aviators, and the Triple-A team drew more fans than the Major League team this year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah. freaking Newsom ran the Raiders out of town, basically.
Well, if you look at it, though, look at the free agents. They don't have state income tax here, so a free agent can get $20 million to come play in Florida, Texas, or Las Vegas, and that's more than if they made $25 million a year playing for the Jets or any team in California.
Yeah. Now, college players, aren't they allowed to be paid now or get sponsors or something?
I don't know how it works exactly, but there's the start of that now. I'm not an expert on it.
Yeah, me either. I just know that they used to not be able to be paid or have sponsors or anything.
Right.
And college ball, that's huge too, you know.
Well, I guess I look at it like they should be able to sell their jerseys, or if there's, say, if there's the University of Central Florida and the quarterback wants to do a sports card show on the weekend and charge $50 to sign his autograph, I'm not against them making money. I don't think the team, the university should flat out pay them. But if they're not allowed to work, which is part of the rules for their scholarship, they got to pay their bills somehow. So why not?
Yeah. And college ball, I mean, it's huge. And they do work really hard. They really do.
Yeah, as long as they're not getting salaries and holding out because they want $1 million a game or something, that's not cool. But like I said, if they want to sign autographs and charge $50 an autograph, or they get paid $5,000 to do some charity event, things like that, I don't see why that's an issue.
Yeah, I don't either. I really don't even have an issue with them getting paid. But I do think if they get paid a certain amount, it should nullify their scholarship and they should have to pay. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I'm like, you can do endorsement deals or you could do per events. But as far as like signing on the dotted line, where you're going to make $200,000 a game, that's not cool.
No, that's not cool at all. Otherwise, you shouldn't be there on scholarship, because now you're making the big bucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am glad they're allowed to make something now. And I never thought it was quite right. Because they work as hard as the freaking pros do to an extent. Not as hard, but they work pretty hard.
Well, in some respects, they might work harder because they have to impress people. Because they didn't make it yet.
Yeah, but even your pros still have to impress. I mean, there's very few pros that don't have to impress. Otherwise, you're not going to be making
the
big contract.
Yeah, but if you're 3 of a 7-year contract and 5 years are guaranteed, I'm not saying you can slack off, but you don't have the same intensity because you're not hungry anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, NFL contracts aren't guaranteed unless they change that.
Well, NBA, a lot of the new contracts, they have a certain amount that's guaranteed.
Oh, that's cool. I remember about 10 years ago, NFL was not guaranteed.
Yeah, now it's like if you want to sign a star quarterback, like Russell Wilson got his 5-year contract for $245 million, and I think 3 or 4 years of it is guaranteed. Or it might be all guaranteed. I don't even know.
Don't even get me started on Russell Wilson, dude. Oh, man. When my niece first started working out at SeaTac, I think it was like 7 years ago. I think she's been there for 7 years. But they would see Russell Wilson coming, and the Alaskan Airlines crew would just cringe because they knew that the chick he was with at that time would be with him. And apparently she is the most horrible woman ever to staff.
And by the way, I just happen to see it right now. Speaking of your guy, Russell Wilson, the Broncos just lost.
Yay.
12-9. No touchdowns, all field goals.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
But yeah, she said that everybody that had to deal with her, just they hated her. She was so petty, and she was so quick to go off on you, and nothing was ever good enough for her. So he portrays this really good guy image, but look what he's with, you know? What does that say about him, in my opinion?
I don't mind Sierra.
I don't know if that was the one he was with. It was just like 7 years ago. Somewhere between seven and 8 years ago.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I just remember the chick he was with at the time. I was like, dang. She was like, yeah, she's horrible. We cringe. Dang. But Lynch was always cool. He was a great guy. I hated how they did him. They did him wrong, in my opinion.
Mm.
He didn't like, he was like, he didn't want to talk to the media. You know, he really didn't like all his media interactions. But every time he'd straight up refuse and be like, I just don't want to deal with it, they fine him. And, you know, just totally like ride him like a Shetland pony. And he'd get fined because he just didn't want to do the media thing. And I'm like, leave him alone, dude. He just wants to play freaking ball, you know. He's a good ball player. I liked him a lot.
All right, well, we got like 8 minutes left here. So what do we feel like doing?
We could talk about Ichiro. No.
Really?
Sorry. I'm joking. We were talking sports.
Yeah, I know. Not that I want to spend the whole show talking sports. Well, we didn't talk all show, but still.
I know. So what should we change the topic to?
That's my question. I don't know.
Because you know me, I will go right back to this whole Russia, China, Middle East, you know. we're screwed this winter when it comes to our electric bills, our price of gas.
Oh, this is one I wanted to get into here. Let me show you this.
Oh, okay. Show me.
So the governor of Wisconsin, Governor Evers. So the great Democrat that he is, he thinks it's a great idea for white people to wear wristbands to be remembered, or it's as a reminder of your white privilege.
No.
So yeah, he basically wants you to wear a yellow star. So if you wear a white wristband, it means that you're not to get your white privilege.
I don't even see how those two relate, in all honesty. I don't even get it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, liberalism is just, to me, just about finding ways that you could be offended over nothing.
We've had it too good. I mean, we got way too much time on our hands. What do you think?
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, this reminds me of the suburban mom that's home all day, and she's got empty nest syndrome, and she's in everybody's business, and she's the head of the HOA. I mean, you you know? God, we have nothing better to do than to manufacture bullshit in our heads. Sorry.
So allegedly the feds have enough evidence now to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes. Never mind what he did to the kids.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, wait a minute. They're using VISTA volunteers. I used to be a VISTA. What? Okay, this is crazy. They're using VISTA, which is basically a domestic peace corps, to help with this? Oh, my God. We're doomed, dude. We are so doomed. That is crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be a VISTA, so I'd always perk my little ears up. Yeah, we literally have nothing better to do than to manufacture. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to get distracted there for a minute. All right, what did you bring up? Because it was actually really important, too.
So the lady that's going up against Marco Rubio, Val Demings, had a press conference and says that we do not have open borders in the United States.
Oh, of course not. Oh my God. When did she say this?
Today.
Today, after the four looters that got busted in Florida were all illegal?
Yeah, they don't care.
But we don't have open borders. And after we just shipped people to Martha's Vineyard for being here illegally.
Federal appeals court said no to giving the DACA people permanent residency in the United States.
Oh,
so,
wow.
The DACA is to be permanent. The federal appeals court said no. So Brandon blames MAGA. Whoever supports MAGA is
wrong. No. Brandon needs to be blaming Obama. Because when DACA got started, Obama...
He said himself that this is not citizenship. So don't get mad when everybody else says it's not citizenship.
It's not citizenship for DACA. And see, I used to be like, back in the day, I was like, well, you know, if these kids, because they were, you know, they were becoming adults, I'm like, If they haven't became citizens by now, it's on them. They're adults. And then
if they
found out.
You have 3 years to get citizenship, and by year three, they haven't even bothered to start the paperwork, then that's their own fault. It wasn't like the paperwork was hard, or they could have filed an extension, but they chose to do nothing.
Part of Obama's DACA program was not to become a citizen. So Obama never put a pathway to citizenship in there for them.
Right.
Yeah. So if good old freaking Joe wants to blame anybody, he needs to blame Obama for not giving them a pathway to citizenship. He actually discouraged it. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he's blaming freaking Republicans for that.
Hey, whatever they could do to blame somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I used to be like, DACA, no, they could do something. And then I found out Obama basically banned a pathway for citizenship for him. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of cruddy. which I can't believe he did that. I mean, that's hurting them more than helping them, right?
I guess you could look at it that way.
I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, I'm like, okay, they had no choice when they got, you know, hauled over here. And now you're going to tie their hands by not giving them a pathway at least or incentive to get citizenship. I mean, to me, that's forcing them to basically stay in a illegal situation. I don't know. That's the way I see it. I'm like,
hey, unfortunately, though, we're done for the night.
Oh, okay. It's been great.
Well, thanks for being here again, Candace. Everyone else, I'll be back Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Free Negative show here, but until Monday. Without the handrails, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can protect the person by the camera. And I'm